Did our hands evolve for use as weapons? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, David Carrier, professor of biology at the University of Utah, delves into how the evolution of our hands led to the fist being an effective form of protection.
In a recent study, we tested the hypothesis that the proportions of the human hand are in part the result of natural selection that favored fist fighting. The idea is that our short fingers and palm and long, strong thumb not only provide us with great manual dexterity, but also allow us to make a fist that protects the hand when it is used as a weapon. The idea is controversial because it implies violence played an important role in our evolution. To test our hypothesis, we measured deformation of bones in the hand during punches with clenched and unclenched fist and slaps with an open palm. But measuring bone deformation is invasive, so we worked with 9 donated cadaver arms. We dissected and put strain gauges on exposed hand bones to measure the bending of those bones. To make clenched or unclenched fist or an open hand, we tied very strong fishing lines to the muscles that control the wrist, fingers, and thumb, and used guitar tuners to adjust the tension in those muscles. Once a cadaver arm was positioned on a pendulum-like platform, we swung the platform so the hand punched or slapped a padded target. We found that when the cadaver hands punched with a clenched fist, the hand bones bent much less dramatically than when the hands punched with an unclenched fist or slapped with an open palm. Other primates have fingers that are too long and thumbs too short to form a clenched fist. So our findings are consistent with the suggestion that the unique proportions of our hands not only improved manual dexterity, but at the same time made it possible for hands to be used as clubs during fighting.
That was David Carrier of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I like watching it.